Welcome to episode 391 of Apartment Hacker. This is Mike Byrne, Apartment Hacker. It is my mission to tease out human potential in the multifamily space. So I've been thinking through, starting to think through some personal goals, professional goals related to 2018, because I have this theory that if you get your goals written down, formalized, and on paper by December the 1st, you can actually start your 2018 goals on December the 1st and sort of be running into the new year as opposed to waiting around until January the 1st where you have a hangover potentially or you're just not feeling it. But rather you have a 30-day head start on what you're actually going to achieve in 2018. And so one of the things I was thinking through with 2018 is the idea or the concept of work as practice for life, right? So you spend 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, depending on your investment, your level of investment, in work and at work throughout the course of a week. And during that time, in my head, you're actually practicing the greater game of life, right? You run into things like adversity. You run into things like projects that require planning, and you run into things like difficult personalities, and you run into all kinds of scenarios that frankly you see with and have to deal with in life, whether it be in family or if you're out at a restaurant or if you're out trying to buy something and you're exercising negotiation, which you exercise at work or you practice at work. And so looking at work as practice for life, and we as leaders sort of crafting or manufacturing things that are certainly germane to our business and produce good business outcomes, but also create better human beings that can then go out into the world and negotiate better and can handle adversity or stress better, or can actually learn how to plan better, be it for a vacation or any other thing that they might be doing in their life. I'm trying to think through that as a concept or a framework for my 2018 goals or an overarching goal for 2018. So I just wanted to share that with you. I hope you have a fantastic Friday and a compelling weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.